We have one more item under the superintendent's report, and this is the direction and reaction to the Prince George's County Public Schools audit. So I'd like to share some thoughts about that with the board, and then you can give me your direction on that. I am proposing a draft letter to send to Dr. Maxwell that would include some of the following directives. The first would be for the school system to provide a response to the portions of the audit that were not addressed by Prince George's County Public Schools in their January response to the State Board of Education. The MSD staff has done an analysis of the audit report, and there are a number of questions that we would like to have addressed and the board has reviewed. And so that would be one of the actions that would be in the requested in the letter. We'd also like to have Prince George's County Public Schools periodically report in writing its progress in meeting the milestones in its corrective action plan, as well as the changes that they have made in protocols, processes, and procedures, and how these changes will promote a culture of compliance. Finally, I am recommending to the State Board that the Maryland State Department of Education dedicate a full-time employee over the course of the year to monitor Prince George's County Public Schools compliance with the corrective action plan, its grade-changing policies, student attendance policies as they relate to earning a Maryland High School diploma. Responsibilities will include monitoring the Prince George's County Public School internal random audits to check for the scope, the integrity, and the results of each audit. I also think that it's important that there be an additional independent audit, a third-party audit, once these changes have been made that they proposed, and that the State Board would offer to play the same role that it did in the prior audit, in the original audit that they did, going forward. So I make those recommendations based on a lot of careful thought and analysis and discussion with staff. And I'll be happy to have your questions or your comments.
Just a quick word. Well, thank you for that. And I agree, and I think these are the prudent next steps to take. So number one, making sure that the district fully responds to all the items in the audit, including some that we think may have been overlooked. The second is making sure that the district is responding to the elements in its corrective action plan and the things that we have identified that need to be corrected, that they're reporting back to us and making those changes necessary. The third is making sure that we have the staff here at MSDE to monitor that, to ensure that it's happening. And then, so that is along the way. And then on the backside, making sure there is a truly independent audit like we had the first time, where the state can oversee to make sure that the changes were made and that we can trust that the graduation data, the diplomas given out at the end of this coming year and following years are what we expect. So that seems like a set of activities that we can get behind that will move us forward. So thank you, Dr. Salmon, for that. Other comments from members of the board? Thank you. It would be nice to have a motion on this just so we can codify it. Does anyone want to move the elements? Okay. Ms. Izzard, is there a second? Great. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed or abstaining? Let me just say this final statement. I and I think members of the State Board were alarmed by what we saw in the Prince George's County audit. Simply too many students had been graduated despite falling short of the expectations that we had. And unfortunately, this does a disservice to boys and girls, and it undermines ultimately the value of a Maryland diploma. So I think these actions today are going to help ensure that the district's leadership takes the steps necessary to fix these internal processes so we have faith that this doesn't happen again. The state just needs to be confident that the district's graduates have earned the diplomas that they ultimately receive. And I think these steps today that we're taking are going to be the right ones to help rebuild that trust. So thank you to Dr. Salmon and her team and the county for coming forward with their plan and for the board for all of their work. Sincere thanks to all.
Thank you very much.